Hello, everyone, and welcome to the April 2011 contest recording. We have some newcomers into the mix this round. I hope you're ready for this shit. If not, I'm sorry. But here we go. Aff, I really enjoyed this piece, but in my opinion, it doesn't quite have the knockout value that I'm usually looking for in a return piece. Welcome back, by the way. But it was a solid entry that scored solid entertainment points. I love the flow. You put some word grit into it, and you kept me invested. I just can't help but feel a little bit cheated once it's finished, though. I just need something more. And that is where we stand. Renee the Rabid Squirrel? Maybe Renee, don't know. Hard to tell. Whatever. Here we go. Interesting, but believe it or not, something like this has been done before. That aside, what can I say about this piece? Right off the bat, I'll tell you that I despise one-word sentences in parentheses. The first has been popularized by that bitch of the English language, popularly known as Stephanie Meyer. And the last is never really necessary, especially in a piece of this magnitude. One thing that I did appreciate about your work is that it deviated from the typical writer's block pieces with a divergence into an embracing personal life fuck-up. It brought a witty element to the piece that was certainly appreciated. However, I think that the last paragraph really needs some style improvements. It feels jumbled and chaotic. While the plot is easy to follow, if something like this existed in a longer work, you'd risk total reader abandonment. Winter Selb? Selby? Who the hell knows? Not me. Interesting, double interesting. Perhaps that's not the best way to start out a critique. So I shall start with the beginning. No shit. Personally, when I see something like this, I want the author to take the leap and actually pull the trigger on the subject du jour. This being your first entry, I'm impressed with the writing level you brought to the plate. You clearly developed this story and gave enough of a damn to fucking edit, although I did catch one typo. Oh noes! The only thing I can really say is to keep it up and try to dig a little deeper into those untouched regions of the mind. You know, I used to be like this when I was younger, right? I would write a subject, and I would get to the point where I felt kind of, you know, do I really want to write this? And it took me a long time before I was finally able to just say, just write the fucking thing. And to that extent, I think you just need to pull the trigger and get that grit going. You're going to hear it a lot, especially if you stick around. I love grit. You know, I just love the raw emotional investment that some people put into their works. And if I feel that they, you know, cheat out on it, I tend to get upset. Zlay. I think that's right. Hopefully. New people. Anyway. Giving me a song to read is always a risky venture because without music, it has to be read as a poem. In this instance, you have a grammatical mistake that should be addressed. This is pretty minor and relatively unimportant. My issues with the rest of this work lie in the content and in your style. There were some lines that destroyed the beat, and not in a fucking good way. You have a song riddled with word repetition, which dampens the entertainment value, and the subject matter is a tad cliché. The easiest way to remove these issues would have been to send me a recording as well. Without the music, there's no unique factor to cling to, and that hurts you in terms of the score. Like, for example, the lyrics, in this case, I felt were somewhat overused. You know, I've seen things like this in poems before. It's just the way it is. But if I actually had the music to go by, whether you play it or you sing it or whatever the hell you do, that's just a leg up in terms of entertainment that you can use. And someone has done it before, so it's not completely out of the question. So feel free to try it again. Social Wolf. First up, a grammatical issue in a piece of this length is unacceptable. Period. I was also a little turned off by the double night in the first stanza. In fact, they were separated by one word. No shit you're talking about the night, because you just told me so. That could have been thought out a little bit better, yes? Next on my complaint list. You really forced the rhyme scheme here and broke the rhythm of the piece to do it. Now, if this was a poem about a sword being made, then the number of my remaining questions somewhat simplifies. Regardless, there are serious plot deficiencies here that need to be addressed. If it's night, why is the sun setting? As I said, if you were talking about making a weapon, this one can be explained away, you know, fires of the forge and all that crazy shit. But even so, if your answer isn't somewhat explained, the reader kind of goes, eh. The eagle and the shipwreck lines also just don't sit well with me, as they serve no purpose to move the piece, in my opinion. I hate it when things are just written without thought or meaning, you know, when people just, like, write things to kind of write things. Not that writing for yourself is bad, or writing to get it out is a problem. I'm just saying, if you put it down and it doesn't have a purpose, then it probably shouldn't be there. On the other hand, because I've just been like, oh, a whole wall of negative here, this was not a bad poem. As it sits, you could certainly entertain people with it. You could certainly get readers. People could find this piece and enjoy it, and I'm not saying they wouldn't. Plus, if you put a little bit of effort to complete some touch-ups, this poem would be a hell of a lot better. So, minimal investment, big reward. I've been using the word investment a lot in this one. Turn it into a nice guy. Anyway, that's my advice. Moving on to PK. I should honestly slap you in the face for starting a piece with a fragment and then dropping the same words 3 times before I could blink my fucking eye. I should also destroy your soul for throwing in parentheses and one-word sentences that make me cry. However, miraculously, it seems that you can do all of that garbage and still manage to create something that I will read all the way through and smile at. You played a humor card here, and while the sad facts will hurt you in the polls, the risk, in this case, has somewhat provided a saving grace reward. Maki, not the best, but not the worst. I was really hoping that you would orchestrate the line breaks so it could be read in 2 different ways, but that didn't seem to be the case. In the state that it has to be read, I think the word repetition is the worst fucking strike against you, aside from the subject matter. It could have been a lot better, but I do appreciate the fact that you threw in something a little bit different from your normal submissions. Lewis, you gave me the same line yesterday that you have given me for the past 2 years, countless times, so I'm just going to hit you with the hardest brick I can, and you're going to have to deal with it. Somewhere in your mind lives this little persistent man that tells you how to write, and he is a fucking idiot. You finally come back after being off the radar for such a long time and deliver this empty vacuum that wants to be poetry. I actually had to triple check to make sure that I just wasn't being an asshole, but I reached the same result. Your poem's got no feeling and no emotion at all. Or, at the very least, the emotion that it does carry lives in a vector space orthogonal to my reality. It's a stream of words that you put together, probably while hoping to sound like Kyria. The difference is that every time Kyria submits something to me, she has baked love and feeling into what she produces. And you listen to this little fucking guy, the little voice in your head, that turns you into a lab manual. You know by now what I like to see. You know that strings of words without grit or meaning or purpose will get you absolutely nowhere in my book. So I have to ask, why do you keep falling back into this comfort zone where the disgruntled wannabe writers that live inside your brain feed you lie after lie? You are clearly capable of kicking them out and putting them on their asses, and yet for some fucking reason you keep submitting this shit to me and expect me to be mind-fucked. I am mind-fucked that you haven't got the lesson yet. Writing isn't a science. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. And I mean, you've told me this yourself in chats with me, that the whole point is to hit the reader with a punch. You didn't even throw one in this. You didn't even fucking curl your fingers into a fist. Ah! Ah! Elegant Fire. First of all, it's not nonfiction, unless you actually can grow vampire fangs. There are some major problems with this piece in terms of parallel structure or style that make it really annoying to me. Quite frankly, I just stopped reading because I got tired of all the fucking parenthetical asides, strung into sentence after fucking sentence. This could probably be made into something a bit more entertaining if you refine the grammatical elements and drop all these weird tangential shits that you throw in. For me, it's crucial because if I get caught up in too many mistakes or too many little annoyances, then I just move on. And quite frankly, on the absolute base level, does the world really need another vampire story? And that answer is probably not. Oh, I have to scroll through the Word file. So I'm going to do, you know, maybe some Blame It on the Boogie. Blame It on the Boogie. The Prince of Thorns. Maybe you missed the point when I wrote Be Entertaining. This wasn't engaging to me at all. I essentially just read a love letter that anyone on this planet could write. Why should I remember this? Why should I pass it on? Why should I care? Two I won'ts and an I don't later, I can give you the following advice. You clearly know how to construct a sentence. And you clearly know how to write well. I got that absolutely from what you sent me. The problem is that you didn't take the time to think about what you were sending to me and how it relates to your audience, which is also me, at least in this case. When you do this, you risk falling flat on your face. Takeaway message here is that if you know how to write, that's great. And if you write for yourself, if this is for, you know, the Princess of Thorns, that's wonderful. But if you're going to share something publicly, you have to think about, is this person to whom I've delivered this piece going to appreciate what I've written because it speaks to him? And in this instance, it really didn't. And, you know, to some extent, I get into this situation all the time, and I have to make it clear that you do write well. It's just a matter of you have to tweak your submission to actually match the audience that you're dealing with. And that pretty much sums it up. Kinto Keller 101. Hopefully you'll find this, because critiques are recorded, not PM'd. I'm going to bury my disgust of Naruto and just tackle this piece. But dear God, it is hard. Believe it! First off, edit. You have to do it. There are spelling errors abound in this work that a simple fucking press of the F7 in Microsoft Word could fix. It's fairly clear to me that you either didn't read through this at all, or, quite possibly, you're lacking a strong grammatical understanding. If the latter is the case, then you need to go out and you need to pick up a copy of RightSource 2000 or a Big Ground Book of Grammar, anything to help you develop the fundamentals. There's nothing wrong with this if you don't know them. You just have to learn them, at least if you're going to send things in to a public contest. Aside from that, your story is lacking a story. Your main character dies after what amounts to less than half a page. And my question to you is, why do I care about this character? You haven't allowed me, oh, here comes the word of the recording, you haven't allowed me the time to develop a, guess what? An emotional investment. Because of this, I don't care. Now, if you write for yourself, it doesn't really matter, because of course you're going to care about your own work. Everybody does. However, when you say, Wing, read this for me, you have to care about your audience a little bit. Just truth. Now, I have to scroll through this massive fucking prose piece that Vi sent me just to get down to, like, the one sentence that I wrote. But I'm going to do it anyway. You had a few grammatical mistakes here and there, but this was the entertaining piece of the entire evening. I love this shit. It was gritty. It was entertaining. I read it all the way through without going, oh my god, why am I reading this? You nailed it. You fucking nailed it. It's not Hall of Perfection material just because you had the few simple mistakes, which is tragic, but, you know, it's called Hall of Perfection for a reason. But this was fun. You clearly thought it out. You developed your shit. You edited your shit for the most part. And you hit it out of the fucking park, which is amazing because this is your first entry. So, that said, I'm really impressed. Now comes the part where I say to all the people who are new that came in and are like, oh my god, Wing, you're a jackass. Even though people do take it personally, try not to. I mean, if I didn't like your work, it's not because I don't like you. It's just because you misfired. And there are plenty of opportunities to send in more things and kick its ass. I mean, Maki, for example, is just the perfect case of this. When Maki first came to the thread, no offense, Maki, that first piece you sent me was just shit. You know, there was a lot of crap wrong with it, but you stayed and you grew. Kate is another person who stuck around, and, you know, her first review was not very fucking good either. But she stuck through it, and she learned, you know, what the people in this thread could teach her, and she's grown. So the people that stay do develop friendships, and they do learn things. So if I was an asshole today, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be an asshole tomorrow. In fact, I probably won't be an asshole because no one is sending me anything tomorrow, at least as far as I know. So I'm going to dig down deep. I feel a lot better now, in case you didn't notice. And really, really reach into my soul for this one. Especially now that Osama bin Laden is dead, you know, the whole, like, bad lingering vibe in the universe is gone and my Earth Warden star power is fluttering about. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!